OptVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join OptVia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptVia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent OptVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptVia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptVia coaches operating in the US, please see the OptVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptVia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptVia team.
Welcome, everybody. My name is David Bush, and I'm so excited that you're here tonight to enjoy this community time with OptVia and all of our members of our community. If you're a brand new interested person in getting healthier, maybe you're not even a client or a coach on our program, but you're just exploring a little bit more about what OptVia has to offer, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're watching this tonight. I'm also glad for those clients and coaches that are here tonight, as well as our health professional coaches who are learning more about how to help patients, clients, and themselves to create optimal health and well-being. Tonight's event is going to be action-packed. We're going to be talking about Element 24 from our life book. Most of you are familiar with the life book. If you're not familiar with it, it's part of our Habits of Health Transformational System, and it's a guidebook that helps us all to understand how to adopt the habits of health into our life, and it gives us an opportunity to write our life story. And the topic for tonight is your journey to higher consciousness, and I get the awesome opportunity to interview Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, the co-founder of OptVia and the author of our Transformational System. 12 years ago, I started this journey and transformed my health and my life, and I've been passing that forward for the last 12 years, and it's been an amazing journey, and I've been on my own journey to raise my own consciousness as to what I can accomplish with my health and my well-being and how I can assist other people and to be of service to mankind. And I'm excited to share some of these principles with you because they are truly transformational. It's in the title of our program. Our Habits of Health Transformational System is a complete program that helps you to adopt healthy habits to create lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. Today's agenda is going to be focused on three things. The mindset, understanding the four levels of consciousness, the skill set of how to get the right tips and tactics on how to grow and learn and develop your consciousness to become a more healthy-minded person. And then we're going to have some action. We're going to help you to decide what is truly important to you and bring that into being. Dr. Anderson, as I said, is our guest today, and he has a quote inside of our Habits of Health system that says, "Your level of awareness and self-awareness will continue to expand as you become a higher version of yourself. And our program is designed to help you to do that one healthy habit at a time." And Dr. Anderson, I'm so excited to have you join me here tonight.
Great. Thanks, David. It's really glad to be here. You know, the opportunity to really talk directly to the people that are interested in improving their life is so important. I really covet this time. So thanks for having me on.
You bet. Well, let's jump right into it and talk about the four levels of consciousness. And maybe you can, for those people that are brand new to the program, you can kind of bring them up to speed of what we talked about in general in the first 23 elements as we move into this 24th element.
Sure. So, you know, the Habits Health Transformational System is really human transformational technology. You know, we have technology in the big companies, the high-tech machine-based companies that provide services for it. But what we're really about is helping people start to transform how they live in modern day. You know, 30, 40 years ago, things were pretty set. pretty simple. There wasn't this world wide web. Everything wasn't connected. The world wasn't changing as rapidly. Technology wasn't advancing. And so pretty much we'd kind of find our groove, you know, where we would be in our lives and how we'd react to the things around us. And for most people, most of that work was done by the time they finished high school. They were able to settle into a way of behaving, using those principles and really guide themselves through their life. You know, what's interesting is today, the world is clearly uncertain with the pandemic and the social uprising and all the things that are occurring, which is really signals of change. And things are changing because technology is changing. People are now exposed to so much more than they were before. And trying to hold on to the past really is not serving us very well. In fact, trying to hold on to how things were at a time when they're actually moving rapidly to a new way of being really doesn't work. So in the Habit Self Transformational System, you know, as it's evolved, it's really a lot more about what's going on in here. We know your physical health is important. We know there's things we can do to help you do better in the six macro habits. But the one macro habit being healthy, healthy mind, being able to be the leading resource in control of yourself, having that emotional agility to adapt to this rapidly changing world, David, is really important. So, you know, we introduced it way back in element four. We talked about a healthy mind. We talked about that mindset. But basically, in the last couple elements, we've been talking about the evolution. What is success like? What are the quadrants of success where you're both fulfilled and you're successful? What are the things that are necessary to actually put us in position to grow and understand our emotions and really take command of our life? So this is really coming out of that. What are the four progressive levels that we can expand ourselves to? And just like you said, David, when we're open, curious, and want to grow, we put ourselves in a place to be a higher version of ourselves. And what I can tell you, the happiest, most fulfilled, involved people are those that are continually working on themselves. Those that just try to hold on to what they have in the past are finding themselves beautifully equipped to take care of a world that no longer exists. And those that are growing and learning really put themselves in a position to thrive. And so these four levels, they're arbitrary. I mean, there's basically several different books written on consciousness. And there's a lot of work being done now as we talk about consciousness in leadership, consciousness in our own lives, becoming more aware, self-aware, mindful. All these are ideas, but when you really look at them, they really fall into four categories. So, you know, we can talk about each one of them if you'd like.
Yeah, I think it'd be good for individuals to know, you know, where they are, if they could kind of understand a little bit more just without going into the life book and reading more in the Habits of Health book, but maybe give a quick summary of each one of the levels.
Yeah, so self-interest is, it's you know, from the time we're born. You know, when we're growing up, we're fully dependent. We're in a survival state. We're reacting to the things around us. Our orientation is around ourselves, and the progressive levels of psychological development starts with basically our self-interest. In other words, things is just survival, making sure, you know, we have the food and we have a place to live and the things that are important in terms of just the basics of life. Then the second level is belonging, feeling that we're part of something. And that starts with our family unit and usually having a parental influence that allows us to feel safe and secure. And then self-esteem. It's really about us starting to put ourselves in a position where we matter, you know, becoming good in school or an athlete or good in drama or whatever it is, but learning some things so we kind of fit our way and start to build. And they're all ego-based, David. They're about us, our identity of ourselves, of who we are, and you know, what matters from the standpoint of in our individual life, but it's really about self-interest. That's the first level. Second level basically is now when we self-actualize. It's when we really put ourselves in position to basically find out who we are and beyond our parents, beyond our parental influence. So that's an important area because that's when we really start to become our whole self. We're starting to focus on what matters in our life, what's important to us. And then so that kind of judges us as we move beyond being part of what our parents had us set up to be. So that's an important level as well. And that's the level where we take responsibility, where we decide that, you know what, we're in charge. And rather than being a victim in level one, the self-interest level, we're really a victim. In level two now, we take responsibility and say, you know what, we're in charge of our health and our life.
So good. And it is so appropriate. And, you know, so many people come to us with some self-interest needs, right? They're looking for better control of their weight. They're looking to lose weight. They want to control their nutrition. But as they begin to grow in consciousness and actually grow in confidence, because the predictability of our program, and because it's not just a diet, it's actually a lifestyle program that they're learning, they actually grow through these conscious levels without necessarily, you know, thinking about, I want to go to level two or three or four. Talk a little bit more about that first level and the ego aspect and how that plays into our day-to-day health decisions.
Yeah, well, you know, we matter first. Our interests matter first. And one of the important things that through the work I've done over the last two decades is looking at that, it's emotional mismanagement. It's that 10,000 years ago, we were designed to basically react quickly to emotional upheaval. So if you were on a trail somewhere and there was a snake there, you would basically immediately jump from that snake and you'd feel that emotion, being scared, that fear. And that was necessary to survive. And basically, if you thought about it and looked how pretty the snake was, you might have been dead because you would have hesitated. So back then, most of the dangers were real, and the limbic system in our brain, the midbrain, the Labrador brain, as we talked about it earlier, that brain is designed to make you move quickly. In fact, emotions are about energy. But what's happened is 10,000 years fast forward, most of those things are no longer a threat. I mean, even in our cars, in a car accident now, with the side airbags and the collision devices that detect on the way, you have so many early warnings to keep you from danger that even those things are going away. Most of our perceived threats, we're in a meeting and someone's talking, we think they're talking directly about us and making us look stupid. We get an email from someone that doesn't have any emotion in it, but it basically says something that says, wow, that person's being mean to me. It doesn't matter what it is, but basically these perceived threats initiate this feelings inside of us, and those emotions start to dwell in us, and they're very, very unhealthy. So, you know, very importantly, I move this first, even in the first part you showed the app earlier, right in as you start the app, we want to learn about stop, challenge, and choose. Because as you showed in that last slide, is that if we can stop and challenge why we're feeling that way before we drift down to the drama triangle. And as we talked about at level one, we spend most of our time in the drama triangle. We're a victim to the world. And if you're in that phase right now in the time of the pandemic, you're thinking a lot of bad things have happened to me and I'm a victim of those things. And the reality is that attitude and then reinforcing it by watching that box called the TV all day long, you're going to get lots of reinforcement about how bad the world is and how wrong it is and how everybody's not taking care of everything they need to make my interest count. So in it, our ego is the most important. And so to your point, David, when we're emotional like that, because we don't run away from the snake or the saber-toothed tiger, we take that out by frustrating and emotional eating. We start eating candies. We eat sweet things. We eat fatty things. We don't sleep well because we're stressed out. So we get up in the morning, we go to, you know, a pumpkin donut. You know, I'll just make up a name because I don't want to pick on anybody. And we have coffee and sugary substances because that's how we comfort ourselves. I mean, I have to tell you, right when it started, I went to one of the grocery stores and I was going down the aisle and there was a guy literally with one of the baskets or carts, he was throwing in 5-pound bags of tater tots, filling his whole cart up with tater tots. So clearly, you know, yeah, hey, once in a while a tater tot, I like to have a tater tot. I mean, they're not good for you, but I'll have them occasionally, you know, when the girls were growing up. But man, not having 17 bags of them. So the point is, when we're emotionally, we make choices that are not in our best interest. When we don't sleep well, we make choices that are not in our best interest. And it doesn't allow us to negotiate. So if we talk about these levels of consciousness, at level one, you're focused on you. The main interest going on in the world is you. It's not other people. It's our self-interest. And you know what? That's part of our evolutionary development, our psychological development, and we need to get our needs taken care of, especially when we were little. But as we grow up, we need to be able to move beyond to level two, David, which is so important, which is now when we start taking responsibility and we take responsibility to grow. And when we do that, you can use technology to get there, get through level one to level two, like stop, challenge, and choose, which is, you know, goes through in the book. But basically stopping when you feel that icky sauce, which before was you getting ready to run fast or freeze or do one of the fight flight, you know, mechanisms. Now what we do is when we start to feel that, That's a detection to become aware. Why am I feeling like this, right? What is going on? How can I now decide and challenge why I'm feeling that way and choose an outcome that moves me forward? So this is very important technology that we introduced early on in the journey towards better health and well-being.
And I can just give personal testimony to that stop, challenge, and choose, because when I came into the program 12 years ago, I was unconsciously incompetent at healthy habits. I was not making healthy choices. I wasn't making healthy decisions. I was falling into the hero or the victim or the villain category, depending upon the circumstances in the day. And just becoming consciously incompetent was a great awakening for me, because I now knew that I was incompetent at making healthy, mindful decisions about reacting to issues and challenges in my life. And then over time, by continuing to read and continuing to practice and talking to my coach and being on these calls, I became more consciously competent, not perfect, but consciously competent. And now there's things, because I've been practicing these things for so long, now I'm unconsciously competent at these particular habits. And so I could say that I could see myself graduating through these levels. But let's go into level two and talk about an actualized self and what it means to take responsibility for your health and your life.
Yeah, and to set up for that, what you just said, just to reiterate, it's first self-awareness. We need to be aware of our emotions, and then we have to self-regulate. And so basically what happens when we self-regulate is now we're not just aware, but we know that emotions, even if they're bad emotions, they're not really bad emotions. They're not negative emotions. They just happen to be have a bias to them, because we just feel something and we're not sure what it is. But by first being aware of the emotion and defining it, you know, whether it's fear or sadness or love or joy, sensing it and feeling it, it actually goes through our body in about 90 seconds, because it was designed to have that response, running away from the snake if you were fearful. And it goes away in about 90 seconds. If you bury it, it doesn't go away, and it just sits there and festers, and you stay in the drama triangle. Now, in the second level, which you're showing now, David, what ends up happening is we're saying, I'm taking responsibility. And this is the key change that occurs when you start to actualize yourself. You move from everything being outside of you, you're the victim of all these things around you, to taking that control, which you've given to someone else, right? Saying they're responsible and why I'm a victim, is taking that control back inside, taking it that I'm responsible. I'm taking responsibility. I'm actually taking absolute responsibility, total responsibility for what happens to me. Even in times when, you know, someone shoots you in the head, it's really not about you. It's about them. Unfortunately, you have to suffer the effects of that. And I'm just using that as an extreme. But really, the radical responsibility that you can take makes all the difference. And by making that decision, the second part of it is what you're setting up now is decide, you know what, I want optimal health and well-being. We were in element 24, and we're now at a point where you've learned the subsets, you've learned the healthy mindset, you've learned about emotions, you've learned about eating healthy, you've learned to eat every 3 hours, you've learned to move more, you've learned to sleep and manage your energy better, you've learned to modify your surroundings. But I can tell you, as you advance beyond this first year, because usually it takes about a year to really go through and fully absorb the 26 elements and then to become habits. But as that's happening, this is where your focus should be. As you can see, those secondary choices are about being open, being curious, wanting to grow and learn and to become more. Because when that happens, as you can see, you become an abundant thinker, and you now connect where rather than your emotion and your reactions or your survival mechanisms, which was where most of us started, now you're in full control. You're the dominant force in your life. You're now moving forward, putting yourself in a position to practice these things and use this technology, these secondary choices, to now create optimal health and well-being. And well-being, both optimal health and well-being, require us to have internal stability inside here, as well as external equilibrium, which means in relationship, in our relationships with our friends, our family, our colleagues, our work partners, all those things is building yourself so you can now have a much more robust, wider perspective. You know, if you think about it, a goldfish in a bowl spends its whole life in water, and it has no awareness of that. And yet water is everything that's about their life, right? So this awareness, because we have a tendency in the first level is to think that everybody thinks the same way we do, they feel the same way we do, They should have the same beliefs we do. And it just ain't so. It just isn't so. So part of this graduating and moving to level two, to stop challenging, choose to get, start getting to level two. And then, as you said, learning level two, David, where we're now self-actualizing and putting ourselves in position to have better health and well-being, which will eventually lead us to level three. You know, and level three is really the exciting part. It's exciting because, you know, for yourself, you've now moved to common interest. You're beyond your own interest and you're in the common interest of your fellow humans, and you enjoy your relationships. You know, we were talking before this call started, you know, about your son playing football and relationships that we could share. And actually, you know, when I played football in high school, feeling those feelings and sharing those in a way that then becomes additive to each other as humans. Because, you know, going back 10,000 years, the way we were designed is we'd get together and we were in our little tribe. We had a role to play. And then in the evening, we'd come together around the campfire and cook together and have compassionate stories and really share that belonging that was so important, but do it in a common way where we knew that we could go to sleep and someone that was their job was watching over for us so we could sleep. You know, otherwise we'd be up all night worried that something was going to attack us. So all the things we're talking about here are putting us in position to continue to grow and learn and become more. And the command control, when you can put your mind where you want, when you want, for as long as you want, that builds emotional agility to the point that, you know, during the last, you know, 9 months, I can tell you that it's been a great, for me psychologically, it's been an amazing time, more time with my daughters that are in college than I ever thought. I mean, obviously, you know, I feel very compassionate about the suffering and things that are going on, and we want to help people be better at managing those things. But for personally, it's been a time where by being able to be in service, which is the fourth level, David, the level four, it's kind of where I sit. And I love that because really I spend my time now doing exactly what we're doing today, you know, really reaching out and using the things that I've learned in experience with our coaches and our leaders and our community to really set an environment where people that are struggling now have a place that's psychologically safe for them.
So good. And, you know, I think that a very appropriate connection point for a lot of people right now is, you know, going into the holidays. And, you know, right now you could be focusing in on, you know, the challenges and the struggles and the things that you have to give up. And maybe you are in a position where you're thinking about how you are going to respond to things. But maybe the idea is to start thinking about what it means to create optimal health and well-being in your life and to actually make a decision and even share your decision with close family members and friends and let them know that you've decided to start learning how to live a healthy lifestyle and that you're working with a health coach and you're following a health program that's really helping you to enjoy living a healthy lifestyle. Just that conversation can begin to move you forward through these different levels and start changing the way that you're thinking about the decision to get healthier rather than just thinking about resolving a problem like weight or medications or other types of things. You're now thinking about, I'm creating the best version of me. And talk about how level three will help them to do that, Dr. A.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what we've been talking about. It allows you to have the agility so that whatever, you know, life is going to happen to us and it's being thrown at us faster than ever before. But what happens is when you have that agility, be able to pause and really absorb it and understand, okay, what's the outcome I want from this? How can I help? And it's basically, a lot of it is, again, as it says in the first bullet, resolving this emotional baggage, you know, and I think you made a great point. So there's so many people that in their relationships with their families, there's something going on in the family where one family member is on the outside. It's kind of like the movies, Meet the Fockers, you know, is you got to be in the circle or outside the circle. And honestly, you know, they interviewed people, and I read a great review. In fact, I talk about it in the transformational system. They looked at people at the end of their life in their 80s and 90s, and they asked them, what are the things that you wish you'd done differently? And one of them was that they would have resolved these relational issues with their family, their friends, and people important to them because they really cared about those people. And so, I think that just learning to maybe take a step back and look at it and maybe look at it from the other person's, one thing we kind of talk about in our leadership programs is the idea of what's life like on their planet, and maybe just become curious, open, and wanting to learn more and not needing to be right can help. And in general, in when you're integrated, you're now able to function highly effectively in any situation. So you know, it's interesting. Some people are fine, you know, when everything's going well and, you know, they're out together, you know, having a glass of wine at a restaurant. But then the next day when something happens, all of a sudden they're back fighting again, you know. So the reality is once you've built to the level three, you're able to handle anything that's thrown at you. So life will happen. It's how you respond to life that will create the outcome you want. And during this period, again, you know, our coaches, I am so proud of our coaches and our clients that have now used the transformational system because they're just responding at a higher level of effectiveness. And it's not just effectiveness in how your health is, but it's your relational health and your own well-being. We know one thing, we know the quality of our life is dependent twofold on what we do throughout our day. So if we have an occupation or work as a mom, you know, as a housewife, whatever it is we do, basically, if we enjoy what we're doing, we enjoy those interactions, we're more likely to have higher well-being. And well-being, again, going back to it, being at a point where you have that internal stability and external equilibrium with your relationships and the things around you, your health is dramatically better. Your stress level goes down, your ability to eat healthier goes up, your motion and wanting to do things and get out and be active becomes more, your sleep becomes uninterrupted because you sleep well, because you're not worrying about things, your environment becomes better because you're gonna choose to be in social atmospheres and not necessarily needing, you know, alcohol or other substances in order to somehow relieve the pain. And now you're fully functioning at level three as a human being with great health and well-being.
Yeah, I could definitely identify with understanding when I began to make the decision to move into the third level, because I came from a family that was all overweight, and I was kind of grew up in a family where everybody was wanting to become bigger, faster, and stronger to play sports, and football was my sport. And when I started thinking about what other people were going to say to me, or, you know, what people were going to expect, or having to say no to a food that I was very commonly eating before I made a healthy decision to get healthier, I started thinking about what everybody else was thinking about me. And I had a lot of these emotions and feelings about things. And then I made the decision to start telling people what I had decided to do. I began to say no to food when I wasn't hungry. I began to allow people to maybe be upset with the fact that I didn't want to do what they wanted to do. And at first I was so concerned about it, what everybody else was thinking. But when I saw that I was actually making healthier choices, and sometimes because I made those healthier choices, they began to inquire about what it is that I was doing because they started to see me in a different way. They started seeing me being healthier and happier and more fulfilled. And that's, you know, basically what's awakened me to this fourth level. And obviously, Dr. A, for 12 years, I've been learning and growing from you and just reading all the materials. But maybe talk about how you got to that point where you knew that you wanted to give back to others and be in service of mankind for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, it's a process and it takes time, but it's an amazing process. You know, so I'll just go back for a moment to kind of tell you what my life was like as the director of critical care. You know, I helped pioneer that specialty and I was pretty good at what I did. I trained with the best in the world. I ran a very busy critical care department, surgical intensive care department at a hospital. And, you know, when I would say jump, they would jump and then ask how high after. I mean, because if people didn't do what they were trained to do, they literally, someone could die. So I trained them for that. And my mindset was I was in charge. And, you know, there was no room for negotiation during that period. I was basically, because I spent the time and had the level of training and experience and understanding, I lived in that space. And I was really good at it. But you know what? I did not have the depth of understanding of others. And so that process has been a journey. And, you know, since a lot of it, no one had really put together yet, you know, now with the transformational system, it's all right there in front of you. But I mean, that comes from probably 10, 15, almost 20 years of research, experience, studying, mentoring with some of the best conscious leaders in the world. So it's been a journey, but the journey had to come. I could not write about the things that I've written about and teach in the Habits Health Transformational System without actually growing and experiencing. You know, the very interesting thing, because when we talked about level three, you know, getting where you're at a point where you're fully self-aware and emotionally in control, to really move to level four and really become sound in level three, you need to have mentorship and deliberate practice. So I've been deliberately practicing increasing consciousness, mindfulness, even areas in terms of meditation and learning to get to the point where I could create a scientific, not based on any religion, not based on any rituals of practice around the world, but really taking and extricating the important tools and strategies from that to help us really grow. And so the last 5 years, David, have been a tremendously powerful growth period for me and allowed me to transcend to level four. And now, quite honestly, as it talks about in there and within the life book, it's an area where you really aren't struggling anymore. And it, you know, you're beyond, obviously, listen, and let's be clear about this. If you're reacting right now during COVID and you've lost your job, you have a health issue, any of those things, those are real. And they right now need to be addressed. So I'm not saying those things don't happen. But what I am saying is you settle those things and you evolve and grow. The more you can be open, the more you will become successful. We know this. The more flexible you are, the more successful you'll be at your health, your well-being, and what you do for a living, for your career. Because that adaptability is the most important individual asset right now that can help you thrive at a time when most people really are reacting. And you know, it's that evolution from a director of critical care, surgical intensive care at a big teaching hospital. I was one of the first in the country to now being in service of the world. By the stuff that, you know, where I sit now is I want everything I learned, just like doing this video tonight with you. I love doing this because I feel that I have learned a lot that can maybe give insight and just show people something that awakens it. Because remember what we were talking about, David, it's self-awareness. It's just realizing that, you know, if we're sleepwalking through life during this period, we're going to struggle a lot. We need to make the adaptations and we first need to be self-aware of our own self so we can then self-regulate and then get on the path. But what's great about our community, which is, you know, why we do this, is for whether you're a candidate, someone just thinking about getting healthy or thinking about becoming a coach, reality is what we're doing is a great path to start on this journey. You know, we label this your journey to higher consciousness. Well, your journey might be, if you're 70 pounds overweight, it may be my journey towards better health, maybe my first. You may not be ready to be at this point, but know it's all there. And it's all been done before for you. And each piece of it moves you forward so you can transform yourself. You know, we talk about, you know, in our company, we talk about lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. And as you said, David, you went from being unconscious, unaware that the choices you were making were so deleterious to your health, to then becoming aware and then having a coach and the mechanisms to start doing deliberate practice to now become a conscious competent. And now you're at a point where many of the things that you would have done before automatically, unconsciously would have been the wrong choices are now the right choices because you have now taken this operating manual, which is what the Habits Health Transformational System is, working with your coach and the community and our feelings and the other pieces and putting that together to be on this lifelong journey to better health and well-being. And I just want to say one last thing about that before we talk about the creator and creating that, is that as you move through life, the exogenous pressures on you compared to your physiologic, biological age. In other words, chronologically, you're going to age at a level, you're going to get older, but you don't have to biologically age. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you look at the presidents of the United States, because they're put in this severe pressure cooker, they all age dramatically, right? Well, in our lives, if we can start to control how we're thinking and how we're responding to it, and then make these choices over time so they become habits, we can maintain a high level of biological health, optimal health and well-being and thinking for a long, long period of time with the technology, this human transformational technology that we've helped create and design.
So good. Well, as we wrap up here, this is a really important topic and just the switch of the fundamental thinking to move the creation to become the focus rather than the creator. So let's talk about the people that who make it all about themselves.
Yeah. So if you look at this, you know, actually go back to the one before. Do you have the other one before? Just so I can just go over what we want first and then what happens. I'm not sure. Maybe you don't have it. Okay. That's okay. Just put that one back up. So basically what we know is this, if we make it about ourselves, if we're down in level one, if it's our self-interest and we're the victims to all these things going around us, it's very hard for us to get out of the way of ourselves. Because what happens is if what we do and what we're looking to create is basically about us individually, then we're less likely to do the stuff. We're less likely to be curious. We're less likely to go out and grow. We want to be right, right? And we want to be right. And because we want to be right, we basically don't try new things. Because we don't want to try something we could fail at. And so we just stay in our little box and we hold on to the things that were working before, and we don't start creating the things we want. In our model, on our mission, in our community, the most important thing we do is we lead from our future. What do you want to have in your life? And then we reverse this so that the creator, there it is, the creator is creating the life you want, organizing your life around what matters most, and then deciding to make sure you're the dominant force creating that. And for that to happen, we showed that structural tension chart earlier, but it's your desired outcome. What are the things I want for my health, for my well-being, and for my success in the key areas of my life? The time and energy and the focus and the resources, the abundance that allows us to really do the things that are important to us, to put us in position that whatever the world dishes out, we can respond to it and focus on continuing to create what we want, versus every time something wrong happens, focusing on that. Because remember this, in the United States, we're about problem solving. And when you solve a problem, you don't create anything. And there's always going to be something that gets on your schedule. And if you're not focusing on what you want to create, your day will be filled with solving other people's problems or solving problems that you have, versus actually focus on doing the things that can create better health, better well-being, and more success in what you do for a living. I mean, all those things are around the same mentation. And that mentation and that mindset, you talked about mindset, skill set, and action. What we focus on in our community is, what do you want for yourself? What do you want to organize your life around that matters most to you? And then let's go help you get that. And I can tell you that radiant health, vibrant energy, being in position to have the resources and the time to enjoy yourself and your family, and being able to continue to grow is the sweet spot for moving through your life, and is available to anyone that raises their hand and wants to join us on this mission to create better health and well-being for the world.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. A. And for all of you that are watching this video, we'd like to just ask the question, what action are you going to take as a result of this element? And it can start out with something very simple, such as to begin the element 24 and to start working through the material, maybe to come back to reference the guide in the Habits of Health, the reference book, or maybe it might be to use the app and to download the Habits of Health app to utilize the Stop, Challenge, and Choose feature that really gets you into the mindset every day of identifying things that you are becoming more aware and conscious about. If you haven't already got a chance to follow us and subscribe to our playlist on the YouTube channel, every single week we publish new content and you'll get alerted when we do publish new content. So make sure that you subscribe to the OptiVia YouTube channel. You can go to the link here in the screen that is at the bottom of the page and get all of the details. You can also get the links to our OptiVia Habits of Health Community Time podcast, which is the audio version. And you can also get text reminders for each and every one of our Wednesday night calls. So if you like that last minute reminder, go ahead and text the words OptiVia 30 to the number 99000. And that will basically sign you up for the text reminders. And every Wednesday night, you'll get a reminder with the link to join. Next week, we get a chance to listen to Joanna Mitchell talking about evaluating your progress and finishing 2020 strong. So join us next week. We're so glad that you are here today. And if you have some takeaways, be sure to share them with your coach and let them know what you learned tonight. Thanks, Dr. A, and thanks everybody for joining us.
Good night, guys.
At OptiVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptiVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining OptiVia. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptiVia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent OptaVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptaVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptaVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptaVia coaches in the U.S., Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptaVia coaches operating in the U.S., please see the OptaVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptaVia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.